Tencent's open-source AI Gambit, on-device inference and a legal warning. Tencent's release of its Hi-4 large multimodal model under an open-source license commanded the most sustained attention on Hacker News this weekend, accumulating 315 points and nearly 200 comments. The geopolitical dimension of the release drew immediate discussion. Tencent is a Chinese company subject to Chinese law, meaning the model's training data, reinforcement learning from human feedback process, and behavior on politically sensitive topics are shaped by a regulatory environment fundamentally different from those governing models built by Anthropic OpenAI, or Hi-4 handles text, images, and other modalities, and Tencent's preview post describes strong performance across several benchmark evaluation suites. Google. Open sourcing a model, commenters noted, does not make it neutral, but it does enable independent researchers to evaluate its behavior directly, rather than relying on the vendor's self-characterization, a form of transparency not available from many Western proprietary models. On-device inference is rapidly closing the gap with cloud-based alternatives. Artificial Analysis published measurements of large language model performance on mobile phones, actual on-device inference. No cloud, no API calls, finding that modern flagship devices can run models in the 7 to 14 billion parameter range at roughly 10 to 20 tokens per second. That speed is slow enough to notice but fast enough to be useful for many tasks. The business implication is significant. If capable inference moves onto the device, the pricing power of cloud AI providers shifts, the model itself becomes more of a commodity, and value migrates toward fine-tuning, deployment infrastructure, and the user interface layer. AMP Code's Orbs concept, autonomous AI subagents designed to operate reliably in constrained, offline-capable environments, points toward the same destination from the software architecture side. Australia's Fair Work Commission issued a sharp public condemnation this week after a party submitted what the commission described as plain wrong legal advice generated by an AI system without adequate verification. The case joins a growing list of incidents, including U.S. federal court filings citing AI-generated case citations that did not exist, in which reliance on AI-produced legal reasoning without human review has caused concrete harm in legal proceedings. The Fair Work Commission incidents are particularly consequential at the tribunal level, where parties in employment disputes often lack large legal budgets and may be especially tempted to use AI as a cost-saving measure. Who bears accountability when AI-generated advice is wrong remains unresolved. Vendors typically disclaim legal responsibility in their terms of service, leaving the party that submitted the flawed advice to face the consequences alone.